Last night, democracy in action in the South Carolina House of Representatives. Lawmakers debating the removal of the Confederate flag. Here's Representative Eric Bedingfield, Republican from Greenville.
So my question to you is the flag that's flying on top of the dome right now offensive to anybody in this room? If it is, stand up. Ask me a question. Let's be real with one another in here today.
In a gesture that was originally declared long overdue, then unduly rushed by current events, as the hours passed last night, everyone sensed that this was a moment they needed to be part of. Representatives Wendell Guillard and Michael Pitts.
What do we do now? The scales have been shed from all of our eyes. The blindness that was our affliction that prevented us from seeing that which divides us has been lifted, and we now see what needs to be done. The right thing to do is what we call the healing thing. The gentle laying down of the past and a hopeful road to the future.
Polling in my district says leave that flag where it is. Strong polling. Polling that could hurt me in the next election. But let me tell you something, I ain't worried about the next election. I'm willing to remove that flag from the poll at some point if it causes a twinge in the heart of Lonnie Hosey or Bill Clyburn, my friends. Lonnie Hosey, if that flag hurts your heart, it hurts my heart. And that's a point I have reached.
For hours, they grappled with a history they never lived, feeling connections and emotions that were still very much alive.
That is part of history.
Yes, sir.
That is a building.
Yes.
It's much like all of the statues and monuments that we have around here. And I think there is a difference between a monument, a statue, and a symbol.
Okay. I'm just trying to clarify if your righteous indignation ends with a piece of cloth on a flagpole and you're okay with a man who actually was a member of the Klan.
Representatives Gary Clary and Christopher Corley there, and we'll leave you with the words of Republican Jenny Anderson Horn from Dorchester, a descendant of Confederate President Jefferson Davis.
I cannot believe that we do not have the heart in this body to do something meaningful, such as take a symbol of hate off these grounds on Friday. And if any of you vote to amend, you are ensuring that this flag will fly beyond Friday. And for the widow of Senator Pinckney and his two young daughters, that would be adding insult to injury. And I will not be a part of it.
Thoughts and feelings that will stay with us even as the Confederate flag's days in South Carolina or perhaps anywhere else in America are numbered.